Hello.
Hi, is this Scott speaking?
Oh, who's calling?
This is Sheldon Benjamin from Notebook Writing. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm okay.
Is this a good time? Can we discuss the book?
Sure.
You told me there are some issues that need to be resolved, so I had to get on this and see what's going on.
I'm going to put you on speaker so Valentina can participate as well.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. So right now I have been up to, like, not completely up to speed, but I'm somewhat up to speed of what's going on. I have already downloaded that, I think it was Midnight Junkyard. And we have the title changes made. And the rest you can just guide me on, and I'll do it accordingly, okay?
Well, I'm not sure what you're referencing now.
You know, the title change, there's like a special font for that title. It's called Midnight Junkyard.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah,
I
downloaded
you
it,
You're looking at the file I sent?
Yes, I'm looking at the file you sent.
Okay.
I have a question, by the way. I was looking at the table of contents, okay, and there on, it says the on the farm should be on the 11th.
No, you didn't see the email I sent when I uploaded it, I'm guessing.
Let me actually check that again. I did check the TOC is not accurate, but that's exactly what I was confirming.
We didn't change the numbering on the table of contents, so the stories were reordered, but the table of contents was not.
Okay, I'll update that. No problem. That's not a problem. So let's start with the, is there any problem? Let's start from the top, okay? Starting from the title, there's the book cover. That's basically not going to go there, but that's going to go outside the book. I see three blank pages. May I confirm what those blank pages are for?
Yeah, to get the balance of the pages right.
To get the balance of the pages right? Okay.
Yeah, because if you do the cover inside front cover, and then what would be next would be the title page. You can format a book that way, but then that'll change the total pagination, I think.
Well, look, Scott, basically the first page at this time is very redundant because that's the book cover. That's not going to go in this file. There's going to be a separate file for that book cover.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. The only reason the cover's on there is so that we could, I could measure out the pagination. The blank page is what would follow the cover, and then comes the title page. So there'll be the cover inside front cover, and then I slotted in a blank page, and then right hand page is going to be the title page.
Okay, because I was seeing like two.
Now, whether or not that blank page is in there or not is, you know, I'd put it in there for pagination purposes.
Got it. No problem. Okay, then we have the title page. After that comes the copyright, and then comes the dedication, and then we have another blank page. Then comes the table of contents. So far,
right.
So good?
Yep.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It must be changed. Hi, Valentine. It must be changed because 2 days I was changing the pictures, everything, so I didn't have time.
No, we already mentioned that.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's absolutely no problem, Valentina. I'll get the table of contents further once we have the general idea of what needs to be done with the book, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, moving on to words, then there's the introduction, okay? Are there any changes that are required in the introduction part?
And now I found a mistake, and I see that in our, we just corrected the mistake. In the first line, it was the reader, have you ever seen fish fall in the rain or talked with a tag. It was not ED and it was not correct. So it's
okay.
It looks like everything is okay.
Perfect. So the correction is already done. So we can move towards the, I guess, would be the first chapter that is on the farm, right?
Correct.
Correct. So I heard there were issues with the adjustment of the images. What are those issues? Can you guide me on that?
The issue with the images had to do with what was sent to us as a draft version of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a draft version that Valentina and I reconstructed to give guidance on how we think the book should be laid out, not necessarily dictating that it be laid out this way, but with a strong suggestion. If you go back and you look at the first draft that was sent
one-fourth of a picture, remember? Children are just like little dwarfs, and the faces are just like, I don't know, oval.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I'll show that I want pictures full size. There will be only one picture with two or three lines because I didn't want to, you know, to show empty place on the page. So we want the first story to start on the right side, right?
Here's let me just interject. Here's the issue with the pictures of the way they were presented. They resized the pictures without paying any attention to the aspect ratio of the pictures.
Okay.
And you can't. That's not how you do it.
I understand.
It changes.
Yeah.
It distorts the image.
Yes, it does. Yes. Okay, I understand. I have some questions of my own, if you don't mind, just to get an understanding of what's going on, if I may.
Okay.
May I ask the question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm looking at the pictures right now. Okay. The pictures are of different sizes, correct?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're, I mean, as best as possible, as best can be done. I mean, they can be made uniform. We're just got them as
That's
close
what I'm
as
asking.
Possible in the actual hard format of it.
I never did that. So 2 days I sat down and just because I lost my patience and showed what I want to be at the look of my book, I want to be like that. I didn't pay attention because I don't know how to make pictures of one size, all these sizes are not
No problem.
They're full page size, so this and not just.
I have a question, Valentina. When you're saying full page size, do you mean that they fill out the entire page, or do you just want to fill out the margins?
I mean this full page.
So basically, do you have the draft open right now?
Yeah.
So on the farm.
It's like on the farm. It's not from the whole page. No, it's from how do you call it?
Margin to margin.
From margin to margin.
It is.
And,
it's from margin to margin.
And according to that, at the top is Valentina Bondarenko and something else. And now in some places I couldn't just expand them because Eddie Bryan reaches, it takes more place, and so the pictures are a little bit, will be smaller. You understand what I mean,
I understand. That is what I'm trying to get at. Since there's a variation of sizes, okay, I see some pictures, and overall this layout, I think, is 7x10 by the looks of it. Am I right?
I showed how it must look like, and you know, but if we gave you to edit and to just to do them the right
I completely understand, Valentina. I'm just asking questions to get an idea of what I'm supposed to do. Okay?
But there is a question about whether the pictures bleed or not bleed. That's something you have to give us advice on.
Yes, that's what I'm actually getting at, because there are a few things that we might have to adjust. But the first most important thing is, in some situations, but looking at the pictures, okay, there are going to be some pictures that might not maintain that aspect ratio, okay? Why? Because if we want a standard size on all of the pictures, the aspect ratio can be maintained because there's a difference in the length and width of each picture, right? Following me so far?
I don't know what do you mean. I want it to look. I gave you the look of a page in the book.
When I set up the pictures originally, they were all formatted to the same size and the same DPI.
So they were of the same size.
It's possible to redefine the size of the picture based on, you know, what the original image was. But it needs to be done with concern to the aspect ratio so that you don't get distortion.
And I see that in something happened, and I want each story at a new page, right? And they see that some titles at the end of the, because I'm not specialist, I didn't know how to correct it.
They'll all start from a new page, okay? One more question from my end is, I have some confusions with the pictures. Do some of the pictures come before? Like, do you want pictures to come after the text with the title? Because like
before, and I was distributing some are before and some are after, but they are together. One is on the left, one is on the right.
What I'm confused at is that brownie. If you can scroll down to brownie, like the picture is just below the title.
Look at this.
You just gotta get to brownie is further up.
So, like, from my assumption, the text should be below brownie, then the picture should come, right?
Why below brownie? Now it's, in our way, brownie is above the
picture. Brownie, and then the picture, and then the text.
Got it. Okay, brownie,
isn't
then the picture.
That's what you're seeing, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. What I'm saying that in all the other pictures, there's the heading or the title, then there's the rest of the write-up of the chapter, and then comes the picture, right, in most of them. But in this one, it's like the title, then the picture, then the write-up. So shouldn't it be the other way around?
No, the title goes either before the text or before the picture. It depends what does the page start with. If it starts with the picture, the title goes before the picture. If it starts with the text, then it goes before the text.
Yeah, Eddie and the Bird has the title and then the picture.
Yeah, above the picture.
And that's in the manuscript. That's page 20, not page number, but in, like, if you're looking at it in Word, it's page 25.
Page 25.
Or page 26 is Eddie and the Bird.
Eddie and the Bird. Why can't I find it? Bird.
Are you using Word?
Is it? It's page 17, right? I think.
What software are you looking at it in?
I'm using Word.
Well,
it's page 20.
It should your focus to be different.
It's page 20, at least on my end.
What's the focus on your page?
The focus is, I'm 100% at this time.
100%, all right. Let me reduce mine to 100%. And
it's not going to change the number of pages, I think.
It's page 26 in our layout.
That's
You're saying it's page 17?
No, on mine it shows as page 20. Eddie and the Bird, yeah. Oh,
well, it
yeah,
should be
page
26, so.
Maybe.
We can go back to the beginning. Eddie's birthday wish.
Uh-huh.
I know what the reason is that it was. Never mind. I was focused on the wrong page. Page 16, Eddie's birthday wish, title picture.
Page 16. Mine's on page 9, like page 10. I'm not sure what's going on. Wait, I have a question. Are you using the section page or are you using the document page? There's a
document.
Okay, I'm using section page. Okay, so it's on page 15. Yeah, go for it. I was using the section page. That's the confusion. So, yeah, it's on page 16. Eddie's birthday wish is on page 16. Got it.
Right. And page 24 is Valerie in the Puddle. That starts with an image.
Valerie in the Puddle, yeah. So my confusion is...
Page 26, Eddie and the Bird is also...
Yeah. So what I want to ask is, okay, in these scenarios, if you want to expand the picture, it's not going to fit well. Because if you want to expand it to the page, you're having a title on top of it. It's not going to look nice. Because it's not going to compare well to the other pictures.
Will be a little bit different because of the title on top. So it can be a little bit smaller. It doesn't matter, but they look bad.
The decision has to be whether the images are going to bleed off the page or if they're not. That's
it's not
really going to
be the biggest
about.
Problem.
Let me just clarify. You're talking about what you're describing is if it's going to be a bleed image, that's going to have an impact on how the title falls on the page, correct?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the first thing we have to do here is streamline the size of the image. That means all of the images throughout the book should be of the same size because it looks nice, right? First thing's that.
Depending upon how they're set up, though.
Okay, so
yeah.
Can I insert a word?
Yes.
No, if it's easier to make it the size of all pictures, then let's do that. Let's start with title and then text, and then go the picture, and we'll do it everywhere the same. First goes the text with the title, and on the second page is a full-size picture.
Perfect.
Is it possible?
We can do that.
Yeah, and it will be easier to do that than to change the size of illustration.
But there are a couple of cases where the image size is going to be smaller. Page 35, Sour Apple. There's text on that page.
Page 35. That's the fallen apples, right?
Yep, sour apples.
Sour apples, yeah. So you specifically want that to be a smaller picture?
It has to be because I don't think there's any way you can do it and get the text to fit, unless you're going to do some letter spacing, and I don't think that's the kind of typesetting you're going to do. I'm not sure that you can recover a space, even if you do kerning on it. I'm not sure that you're really going to be able to fit those extra lines in to make it a full page image. Because I think what we're looking at is four lines, right?
It's just two lines at the end, right? It's just below the picture. There are two lines. She picked up the apples
right.
and brought them to.
Yeah, right. So it's two lines, but I'm not so sure that there's. If it's possible to put those two lines up with the text, then you can make that a full-size image. And it may be possible.
It's definitely possible because I think I approve this if you approve of this, okay? So there is a space after every title. Is that necessary? I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, so I mean, if those two lines can get moved up to the page above it to be part of the full text, then all of the pictures can be sized the same.
So maybe I'll look through and remove these two lines.
No. We can move the two lines up. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, let me see if I can do that. Can you go to the sour apples write-up? Tell me if I can just move one line, okay? I just want to move the I'm fine, said Eddie. Can I just move that to the previous paragraph? It's not going to change much, but it'll allow the paragraph to fit. The entire text could be on one page.
Put that dialogue up into the previous paragraph?
Yes.
Connect to last paragraph, maybe, and then because dialogue goes separately always. But
because it's like Brian and Richard asked him if there was something wrong. We can ask, like, if I am to just move, I'm fine, said Eddie, that doesn't really change the entire context of the paragraph. So it's not going to look bad.
Which line are we talking about now?
Go to Sour Apples. Okay, go to Sour Apples. And there's paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth paragraph. Just below that it says, I'm fine, said Eddie.
Yeah.
If you're okay with it.
You're talking about moving that dialogue into the paragraph above it?
Yeah,
Let it be one. Though it's not, but we must get rid of a couple of lines, right? So you do. You can do it.
Yeah, if I do that, then we get the last two lines.
Hold on a second. I just moved those two lines from the bottom picture into the text above by eliminating the line space between sour apples in the beginning of the story.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, there's enough spot. Yeah, there's enough spot. Right. I didn't see that spot. My bad. You don't have to do anything. Yeah, it's adjustable. I didn't check before. Yeah, we're good. So, yeah, we have that adjusted. Is there any other picture that has text below it? I don't think so. The rest are clear. Yeah, there's no other one with text below it. Perfect. So aside from that, how do you exactly want the flowers to be adjusted? Because in a lot of them, there's flowers at the end, right?
Yeah, I put them not to have half of a page, you know, empty. So I didn't adjust them, but I think that this will be okay.
I think it will look better, Valentina, if I may. I think it will look better if you stretch this out till the edges, the flowers.
Absolutely.
It will give a nice look if we add it to the bottom and extend it fully. Just being hanging it in the middle doesn't seem very, you know, it's not nice to the eyes. It gives a slightly weird look.
Yeah.
The idea was to try and fill in some of the blank space.
I
thought about it.
So if we add it to the bottom, okay, then we extend it fully. It will give a really nice feeling to it. Okay, I'll get that adjusted if you like it. When I send the draft, if you like it, you can keep it that way. If you don't, we'll revert to the original one. Okay, no problems.
I will like it. I'm sure I will.
Perfect. Okay, aside from that, the pictures are going to be adjusted now that we're on the same page. The pictures are going to be, there's the title, then the write-up, and then on the next page is going to be the picture, correct? That's where we're going?
Yeah. So it will be easier to make all pictures the same.
Perfect. And each chapter, you were saying?
Some of the stories have titles, then pictures. Some of them have titles, then text.
So did you understand what we were talking about?
I don't want to have a discussion.
But you didn't understand.
But that's fine. We don't need to have this conversation.
No, but
let's deal with it.
But you didn't understand that you decided to put all text first with the title, and on the second page, the full-size picture.
You're going to reformat this whole thing and move all of the pictures to the second page and make the text under after the title.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
And look in the story. Go up. You know.
Mm-hmm. Which page?
At the seashore, there is the with the big letter. It doesn't write.
Which one? Sorry, Valentina.
At the seashore.
At the seashore.
At the seashore. The article Z is big letter, and it shouldn't be. It should be a
lowercase.
Lowercase. It's my my mistake.
Okay. You just want the first letter to be uppercase? Is that it?
Yeah,
it is.
And
so add the zoo is also, then add the zoo should also be smaller, right?
At the zoo, yeah. Where?
Just the next one. Right
going
after
down?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Scroll down.
At the zoo, right, yeah.
I think it's personally, it's from my opinion, personally it's... I think only words such as like the should be, you know, reduced to non-capital. Otherwise, if we are to capitalize zoo, or like seashore and the at the seashore,
yeah,
I think it's fine. It looks better. Because like if you're going to scroll down a bit, you'll see the rabbit in the tent. Okay, now having the rabbit and tent in capital, that gives a better feeling to the title of the chapter. That's the norm of how thing is. In the
well,
is
you're
always...
Not, you're not suggesting that what you're saying is the rabbit and the tent, the way that's lowercase in and the is the way to go?
Yes, that is the way. That is more common.
Okay. Right, so that the adjustment being made at the zoo is accurate then. To go lowercase with the. Okay,
yeah, the only lowercase is the. Yeah. Okay. The rest of the adjustments I'll do correctly. A few confusions that are left from my end are. I'm just gonna give you a breakdown of what I have and the number of changes that we're gonna do. Okay. So first change is gonna be an update on the entire table of content, correct?
Correct.
Okay. After that, I am going to adjust every picture to represent a standard size. Okay. I'll see how much I can expand without making the picture become distorted for each picture. Okay. If it becomes distorted.
If you need the original images, I have the original images in JPEG format.
You can send them to me.
And I can adjust both the size and the DPI on those to whatever you want. Now, typically, EPUBs are 72 DPI, and the hard copy is 300 DPI, but I created all of these at 300 DPI and then reduced them to 72 to maintain the clarity of the picture.
I got that.
So it doesn't pixelate. If you do it from 300 to 72, it doesn't pixelate. If you go from 72 up, it does.
Yeah, it would pixelate
one,
if you go
I have
up.
One more question. All titles go size 16, and I see that introduction is bigger. Look at the introduction. I just see my vision. I see that it's 18.
No.
Okay, it's not 16.
It's 16.
Introduction?
16. And it's because it's all capped. It makes it look like it's bigger.
I have a question, by the way. Can I make one adjustment just to make the book look nicer? Right after the TOC, the table of contents, can we have the introduction right after the table of contents? Because there's a blank page that's not making sense to me. Why? Because we are going to have a blank page after the introduction as well. So those are just two pages that are going to be wasted for no reason. So it's just the introduction.
Will be on the back of the table of contents page.
Not the back. The way we're going to adjust this. Like when you open the book, on the left-hand side, there's going to be table of content. On the right-hand side, there's going to be the introduction, okay? That's how it's going to look on a book.
can you write introduction normally, not all capital capital letters?
Yeah, of course.
Or it should, or it should be according to the rules. No.
No, no, no. I totally understand that introduction should be lowercase. I don't know why it's all caps. So.
Yeah, no, I can. That's easy to change. Just change case, sentence case.
And have introduction at the back.
That's the way you want, right?
Yeah. So it's gonna be, we're gonna have like the title page, the, what's it called, the copyrights.
So you
want to dedication.
What you want to do is take out the blank. You want to take out the blank page.
Yeah, I want to take out the blank page. To be very honest, I want to take out the blank page. Just because the only problem, it's not the problem that there's a blank page after table of contents, because that's common. But there's a blank page after the introduction. That's just not making sense to me. And I cannot adjust anything else over there because we're going to have the book in a way that there's one side should be the picture, the other side should be the title. So we have everything streamlined. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I am going to make sure that even though there might be blank pages in between, but I want every title to start from on the left-hand side. So we can have a picture on the right hand side.
No, I don't want the left side.
No, do you want it on the right hand side?
Yeah.
Well, the opening one needs to be on the right.
On the right, on the palm start, on the right page.
Do you want all the writing on the right?
No, the beginning, the first story needs to be on the right. Everything else will fall where it falls from that point on. But the opening story on the farm, that should be a right-hand page.
It is three-page story. Goes on the right, left, right. And then all the rest stories go together. Otherwise, if we just break this rule, then the story
isn't
will be
on
one
your current
page.
Draft, Valentina, if I may interject for just a moment. On your current draft, isn't on the farm on the left?
No.
Right, because we removed one page, empty page.
See, by moving up, by eliminating that blank page for the introduction, to put the introduction over there,
you now shift the
pagination.
If it goes on the palm, then everything will be mixed, and the story will be on one page, and the picture will be quite broken.
You're not picturing the book in the right sense. Think of it this way. If I am to remove...
I laid out a schematic of it, where each page is fall.
Yeah, I'm actually opening it in two pages. Right? The way I have the book open, it's in two-page format. Okay? So
Did you move the introduction page over to move it up to be with the table of contents page?
Yes, even if I move that up.
Did you make that change? Well,
if you do that,
that changes the pagination for everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then what happens is you shift that on the farm. Now automatically shifts from right-hand page to left-hand page when you eliminate that blank page that was in there.
I was adjusting all stories in front of me, and I was looking how they match the page, and I was in a special order they are going in this story to be correct, not to break the picture from the text.
Uh-huh. I understand that, but...
That's why the blank page was in there.
Yeah, I do get that. I do
get
that.
Get the pagination right.
I do get that. But wouldn't it look better? Think of it like when you're on the book, okay, on the book list. You wanted to start from the right, but as far as my understanding goes, then the picture comes on the next page, right? Correct?
On the farm. If
on the farm
starts on the right,
the picture goes on the left, and then goes the they completely take the right side and next page completely. Then next, start on the left side goes the story, and on the right goes a picture, and everything goes in this order.
If you start with On the Farm on the right-hand page, the image will be on the back side of that page.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It'll be part of the spread, so you'll have a left-hand page with the image and a right-hand page with the conclusion of the On the Farm story. Then everything else from that point on lays out just the way it is. Some images, some images will be on the left, some images will be on the right.
No, we go all the same. You don't. We decided that the left.
Once you have the, once you start doing the pictures, then it'll all fall out that way.
Okay,
but
I got it.
If you take out that blank page, if you move the introduction to where you want to move it, it's going to change the pagination.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll, and the then the On the Farm story will start on the left hand page rather than a right hand page.
So we can add something about maybe something about the author, you write some words about me. If it's necessary, then we can, I can.
I have one question. Yeah. I have a slight confusion. I know you might feel annoyed at me asking this again, but I am kind of lost in, Scott, just bear with me on this. You're saying, well, I think this is what you're saying. When the table of content and introduction are on the same page, basically, right?
Well, that's what you recommended.
Yeah, that's what I'm recommending. Once I do that, then you're saying that it falls on the right, right? Before that, it was on the left, correct?
No, what I'm saying is that before, what we had before, when the, the draft that I sent you, all right, you've got forgetting about cover and inside front cover. The first page I have is a blank page.
Yes.
Then Eddie and Brian and Richard becomes the title page. That's a right-hand page.
That's right.
The back
of that is
all the printing information. That becomes, that's the left-hand page. The dedication will be on a right-hand page. Then the blank, of the backside of that will be blank. Then the table of contents will be a right-hand page with the introduction then being on the back of that, the way you're talking about doing it. I had a blank on the back of table of contents, so the introduction would fall on a right-hand page. And if the introduction falls on a right-hand page and then a blank page gets put in, On the Farm will now fall on the right-hand page.
Yeah.
Okay. I realize there's a lot of blank pages in there, but unless you can set up the pagination in a way that On the Farm story starts on the right-hand page, that's really the way it needs to start. And then everything else that falls out from that opening falls out the way it does in the book, regardless of whether it's left or right.
Okay, got it.
But that first story has to start on the right-hand page.
Yes, be automatically, then everything will match automatically.
So how you structure those pages leading up to that first story will determine how the pagination works out.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, that does. Okay, one last question. Can we go to Eddie and Richard in Pocono Mountains?
Eddie and Richard in Pocono Mountains?
Yeah, Pocono Mountains. Now, on Pocono Mountains, there's like four lines that extend out. If I adjust the picture.
Oh, no, there should be a pair. There's,
yeah?
It was a
no, there's a paragraph break in there after Games Today, which should not be there.
Where?
And Garden Snake is.
And then, and the parents should be indented because it's a new paragraph.
Yeah, that's, I did that. But you're saying which paragraph is extended? I'm lost.
In the first paragraph. In the first paragraph, there's a paragraph. There was a paragraph break after.
They would.
There was a paragraph break after they.
Yeah.
Be there.
Yeah, but even if you were to adjust that, that's not going to do anything.
No, no, it'll just eliminate that.
I did that.
The parents should be indented
because
that's
also
the new paragraph. And I set all the original style I set on it was I set all of the indents at 0.3 inches, not 0.5 inches.
But why is there a line? It was a key. The picture was default when I was doing the adjustment.
Okay. And but what I wanted to ask was, what do you want to do with the four lines that are in Pocono Mandans? Do you want me to move them to the next page because we'll be adjusting the image? Or do you want this one specific image to just remain the way it is because it looks fine right now? There's not a necessity.
To try and reform, when I was working on this last night, to try and reformat that one story to get that as a full-page image was it just wouldn't work.
Yeah,
so I left it as that one image being a reduced-size image to allow for that story to fall the way it falls.
Yeah, because it's fine to have one image. That way it's not going
to
affect...
Valentina, you need to be here. Because that's the way it came out.
Hello?
So I'm here. We're here.
Okay. Yeah, I personally think it looks fine. You can take Valentina's opinion on this.
I mean, there's no way of that. You agree, right? Sheldon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You think that looks okay the way it is with a resize?
Yeah, this is okay the way it is. This one should is fine the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with that.
So we're good with this one?
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's gonna be.
By the way, Scott, can you do me one favor? Actually, let me check this. The size on this is absolute to VR2 relative to original. The lock aspect ratio. What? Why can't I see the DPI on this? What the heck's going on? Common size, fixed, no, box, no. That's weird. You said these are 72 dpi, right? Right?
I didn't hear what you said.
You said the pictures are 72 dpi, correct?
I believe that's what I thought. So that's what they first used. It's 72 dpi. For printed, it should be 300. But I created them all at 300 dpi.
Okay. I see.
I
72 dpi is going
to
be fine. But if there's an issue that comes up, like any of the pictures are having problems, I'll ask for the 300 DPI images. I don't think I'll need them. But if I do, I'll do knock on your door for that, okay?
Yeah, I get all kinds of photo retouching apps, so I can fix it. I use Photoshop on these.
Perfect. So I'll do the relative adjustments. I'll send you the file. And I'll see if I can manage the bleedings as well. Also, in your current file, the one you have sent me, there I think you have done even and odd for the footer as well, right? The header and footer, correct?
For which?
For the header and footer of the file, I think you have done different even and odd pages, correct? In order to get the title of the book and Valentina's name. Yeah, because I think numbering is missing on one of the pages.
The page numbers are wrong. They're just they just didn't, I used a template with different styles in it, and I couldn't adjust the styles to change the patch, the page numbering the way I wanted it. So I said, forget about it. You guys can figure that
out. I'll do that. I'll do that. No problem.
You know, the page numbering is just I couldn't get it to work because of the template I was using.
Okay, what about the name you said? My name?
But there was no problem with your name.
Yeah, okay.
No, because they wrote with a mistake, so I want to be sure that my name is really
Yeah, your name is fine. Your name is fine.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll make sure the adjustments are catered to properly. And can I just put the dedication, the general text for the dedication in the center, if you don't mind? Because it just doesn't match the...
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, no problem with that.
Yeah, because it looks nicer when it's in the center, you know. And you're dedicating this to your granddaughter.
Yes.
Oh, so how old are you guys? If I may ask.
She will be 20 in on the 10th of July.
She'll be 4. So how old are you guys?
I'm 75.
You're 75?
I'll be 17 in September.
Well, you guys don't sound that old. I thought you guys were like 40, 50s.
No.
Thank you for your compliment. Very nice of you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And so nice that you're doing this book. That's cute. I will make sure that... Yeah. I'm going to make sure that things are all in order, okay? And if you have any problems, if you have any issues, I'm just going to give you a quick breakdown of what I'm going to do. And if you have any concerns after that, well, I'll cater to that accordingly. Okay? We good on that?
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds
good.
We don't change anything. We are tired of changing.
I am very sorry that it's been. From what I've heard, it's been hectic for you guys to get adjustments done properly. And I.
That's
okay.
We'll not go back, but we'll go forward. If I like this book, I prepared four more books. We'll see what happens. But thank you so much for helping us.
No problem, Valentina. It's one is part of my job, and it's always like, well, whenever I can, I try to help people. But aside from that, so let's give you a breakdown of what I'm going to do, so we are on the same page, okay? First things first, there's going to be adjustment of the table of contents. Then comes the adjustment of the introduction, so it comes on the right-hand side of the table of contents. Now, the first page, the on the farm, is going to come on the right-hand side. Everything's going to fall into place according to Scott once we do that. There's going to be a blank page on the left to the on the farm starting. Then there's going to be the picture. All the pictures are going to be sized to one exact frame. I'm going to try to make sure the picture can be sized as much as possible without breaking any, you know, adjustment of the pictures. There might be few stretches along the way because, Scott, can you tell me one thing? What was the original size of the picture? Like, was it 7.5 by 10, 7 by 10? What was
7
it?
7 by 10.
Seven by ten.
It was 7 by 10 within fractions of an inch of you know either way, because when you resize them against one image, sometimes it doesn't fall exactly. So if it was 7 inches wide, it might be 9.89 inches deep.
And that's fine, because even
so,
if it's like 9.8.
They're all very close to 7. I tried to set them all very close to 7 by 10 because I was thinking in terms of bleed images. But it does not happen. And when I started laying it out, I realized that some of these bleed images aren't going to work, but we'll do the best we can with it.
So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm saying. If they're close as possible, even if I have to stretch them out to 7 by 10, it's not basically going to break the image because it's just so minor.
No, they're damn close to right. I did some adjustments within the text now just to see how it would work, and the any kind of distortion is minimal.
You barely feel it. Trust me, you barely feel it. Because I did that already. I had an idea that they were 7 by 10. I had a good idea when I saw the book because I was looking at the original editor's workouts. So and one important thing I have to ask, why is there a text box on all of the some of the images? I'm very lost on that.
It has to do with the template I was using.
Because whenever some of the pictures like have text box on them. It's become so hard to adjust.
I tried to set them all in text boxes because it's easier to move them around. It's easier to manipulate their sizes if you put them in text boxes as opposed to inserting them as images. So that's
it's
why
it's actually
I did it that
easier
way.
To insert them as images if you directly open the image, you can just go to size and position. It becomes a lot easier when you're doing that.
The template I was dealing with, that the recommendation was in terms of the style settings was to do it that the way I did it. I agree. I don't disagree with you. I would have done the way I always set it up is I would just insert the image and then adjust everything around the image.
Exactly.
But what I wanted was a template that was going to give me the gutter and was going to basically give me the setup so I didn't have to spend time figuring out how it was going to fall out in terms of the gutter and the trim images on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I plugged in a template to work from and adjusted the style settings within that template to fit what I wanted to do. And one of the things I ran into was how that template was manipulating images. So rather than reinventing the wheel and trying to figure out how to change all of the styling in that template, I just went along with their suggestion. However, some of the images fall outside of that text box. It's just, again, it's me trying to learn a new system from what I was used to using. And I would use InDesign and other layout programs to put stuff together. But it's so many years ago, I didn't want to have to go back and relearn all of that.
If you've ever dealt with
any of those programs, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do. It's a hassle.
So rather than bringing up InDesign, because Word was never a good program to try and lay out a book in. But they've improved it over time, and people have built templates to work inside of Word. So, I don't have a copy of Publisher anymore. I would have done it in Publisher.
But for future reference, if you want to adjust an image, that's a full size image for the page. Always remember, if you're making adjustments, go for the page. Never go for the margin because the margin has so many minor adjustments that it just shifts the image, not from the center. Okay? Because you look at most of your images, especially like on Eddie's birthday wish, it's just, even though it's centered, it's not centered. It's because of the margins. But if you apply it to page, it becomes perfectly centered.
Well, it should be centered originally in the template, they wouldn't look centered to look at them because it's allowing for the gutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why some of them would be, shifted left and right. That's the way the template was set up. So that's what I was just trying to plug them into the template. But I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with you on setting the pictures. Again, the reason I did it that way was to avoid having to redo all the styles.
I see. I'll make all the adjustments. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure everything is in place and in the right area.
That's why I kept calling this a draft.
Got it.
It's a draft. We're open to suggestions within a draft. It's like doing copy editing.
Yep, that's definitely how it works. So I think we have everything we need, and I will make sure all the adjustments are done correctly. If I miss out anything, you can inform me, and I will get to that as soon as I can. I don't think that this should take more than a week, so by the end of next week, I should have a perfect file for you guys, okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect.
We'll look for it.
Perfect.
And again, if you have any questions about images or you need any adjustments made, just drop me a line, and I will –
I think you sent Daniel an email, right? Daniel forwarded that email to me. So I'll actually drop you an email. And
okay.
We'll work. If there's any problems or questions, I'll just drop you an email. We can work from there. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Perfect, Scott. Valentina, are we good? Is everything?
Yeah, I think we talked about everything. Thank you so much.
No problem, Valentina. I'll make sure this is adjusted and we'll work on it properly. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. No. Well, take care of yourself and have a good day. I'll catch up with you guys when
I come.
You too. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.